And turning to Vatican news, Pope Benedict XVI today received the bishops of Cuba at the end of their ad limina visit. Chris Altieri reports.
Since the 1986 Cuban National Church gathering, and especially since the visit of Pope John Paul II a decade ago, the church in Cuba has begun to experience a renaissance, with a notable increase in vocations to the priesthood and to religious life. Speaking to the bishops on Friday morning, the Holy Father said he is well aware of the vitality of the church in Cuba, and that Cuban ecclesial life has experienced a profound change as a result of the meeting and the visit of Pope John Paul II. The Holy Father said the church in Cuba has been intensely involved in pastoral work that has strengthened the missionary spirit of all the Cuban ecclesial communities. The Pope invited the bishops to continue with an audacious and generous effort towards evangelization, bringing the light of Christ to every place and all areas of life, and expressed the hope that the church in Cuba could have a normal access to the media. Pope Benedict told the bishops, "In this moment of history, the church in Cuba is called to offer to the whole of Cuban society the one true hope. Christ our Lord, who is victor over sin and death." This, said Pope Benedict, is the strength that has kept the faithful of Cuba firmly on the path of faith and love. Pope Benedict also spoke of the need to form the laity in the faith, to promote marriage, and to protect the family. I'm Chris Altieri.